This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, we have a Small Studio Signal Boost exclusive performance. Indianapolis musician and composer Mina Cohen came into the WFYI studios to chat and perform her new song, Just Friends. Contributor Ariana Beattie of FAFCollective.com has our weekly top five, with poet, teacher, artist, and educator Chantel Massey on her favorite feel-good songs. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, Mina Cohen came into the studio here at WFYI last summer to perform a new unreleased song for us. We'll get to that exclusive performance in just a moment, but first I sat down with Mina before she played and we chatted about her music and what she's been up to. Mina, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've been here a couple times before to record small studio sessions, once way back in 2015 in the first year of the series in Sarah Grain's band, and then more recently with Public Universal Friend. And you play with even more acts around town, but you also write your own music. Do you feel like playing on other people's songs helps shape your own writing process?
Going in just different recording processes in the different bands has been kind of fun, and seeing how everybody else does things differently. And,
yeah.
But for writing, I think I definitely go back inside.
Yeah.
My particular project, Mina and the Wondrous Flying Machine, it is my outlet. This is me and my vulnerability and my internal universe and everything that I'm putting out.
Yeah.
And so I think that's like my little escape route or escape place. And
right. Yeah. So in addition to writing that music, you also write commercial music. Is there a difference in your approach there then to writing for someone else for hire or writing something that's personal for you?
It's a huge difference. The way I look at commercial music is, you know, you are being hired to help the client execute their vision of their commercial, but also it's like a skill set too. It's like, I'm doing this for someone else. I'm doing this to create their vision, and it has nothing to do necessarily with my own personal creative things. I like to throw my own personal creative bends in there now and again, but I definitely also want to make them happy, and it's definitely on a much quicker timeline. You know, sometimes the turnaround is the next day. Sometimes the turnaround is, you know, I mean, I've had people as quick as like, can you have us demos by tonight? And you're just oh my gosh, I've got to really think about this. Because, you know, stylistically, they might say something like, oh, we need it to be rock and roll hip hop and have it kind of be yellow. And you're like, oh, what does that even mean? You know, and so you got to like try to figure that out. And so it's definitely like skill set, burn, 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 quick, quick, quick. And then with my own personal stuff, I'm not prolific at all. I take a lot of time with my personal stuff because it's your own personal experience that you're putting out there for people to like hear. This is what you've been through, or this is something you're thinking, and definitely taking more time with that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So you recently scored music for an independent film titled It Happened One Weekend, which was released as part of the 2022 Indie Film Fest and actually won the Best Hoosier Feature Film Award.
I know.
So scoring a movie was a new adventure for you, right?
Scoring a full-length feature.
Full-length feature.
Yeah, which was definitely a new adventure. It was a big challenge for me because the three films I did before were short films, but I also had access to a recording studio, whereas this is the first time I did a full-length, but also in my house. Zach Cooper is the director. He actually did have the cues laid out, like where he wanted music. So, and he also had sent me a couple of Spotify playlists of like, this is the vibe, you know. He sent a lot of, interestingly, like French music from like, you know, romantic comedy type movies with a lot of French songs. The whole movie was like a love letter to Indianapolis. So it was all Indiana, Indianapolis. And I was like, man, how are we going to fit French in here for it to make sense? So I did translate back home again in Indiana into French. And so that opening scene, that's the French song. It's I changed the melody a little, quite a bit actually. But the words are back home again in Indiana in French.
I love that. So you've graciously agreed to play some music for us here in the studio. What are we about to hear?
It's called Just Friends. And it's basically a song about, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but when you have a person, you can't really be with them, but you're never, ever going to not have those vibes. So you'll never, ever just be friends, even though you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, we're just friends. We're just friends. And that's basically what that song is. So it's just rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Dum, 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 da, da, dum. Dum, dum, da, 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 dum. Dum, dum, da, da, dum. Dum, dum, da, 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 dum. Dum, dum, da, da, dum. Dum, dum, da, 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 dum. Dum, dum, da, da, dum. Dum, dum, da, 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 dum. It was my last ditch effort. The smoke before the fire, and call out in case something's listening. Beyond the steeple and the spire, doom, doom, da da doom, 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 da 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 da, doom, doom, da da doom, 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 da 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 da. Just friends. I left the engine running the night I shouldn't have got behind the wheel. The charm American spirit left the door wide. But boy, I knew the deal. Doom, doom, da da doom. Doom, doom, da 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 da. I lost you, though I promised otherwise. I lost me in your red sky warning. Sometimes I wish the night would just be over, and sometimes I wish the night would never end. Though I know we will never be, we will never be, we will never be, we will never be just friends. On the fingers of your tensed up hand.
will never be. We will never be. We will never be. We will never.
Thanks, Mina, for that conversation and music. We're going to take a quick break now. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen in to Chantal Massey's Top 5 Songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Contributor Ariana Beattie has our latest top five from poet, teacher, artist, and educator Chantal Massey.
I'm Ari Beattie, here with the amazing poet and writer Chantal Massey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's super good to see you. Of course, we're friends.
Yeah.
but I'm super excited to have you on the show and do this interview with you. Can you tell us a bit about who you are? Tell the listeners.
Yeah. So, again, my name is Chantal Massey. I'm a poet, teaching artist, and educator, and also the founder of Unlearn Arts, a literary arts organization here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'm excited to be here. I've been performing and teaching for a really long time, and I love what I do. And so I'm excited to talk about music and how that might inspire anything I'm doing, or, you know, hopefully just have a good day when I need to have a good day, what I listen to. So, yeah.
I heard that music definitely is the elixir of life for me.
Yeah.
In my healing. So you've brought 5 tracks, your top 5 faves. What's the inspiration behind these 5 tracks?
So my inspiration behind these top 5 are really just when I'm having a bad day or when I need to feel good, I listen to maybe one of these songs, if not all of them.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Dope. Okay. So let's get into track 1. Who are we listening to?
First, you will be listening to I Ain't Stressing Today by Dear Silas. This song is super dope and super fun.
Yo, hold up. I woke up, got out my bed. It was a sunny day. Brush my teeth, clean my skin, cause I love my face. Ain't got time for all that stressing. I'm receiving all my blessings. About to love and hug myself, cause I got time today. Whatever happened yesterday, guess what? Ain't worried about it. On my masterpiece today, you know I'm about it. I ain't stressing about no bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Put some problems in my face. I'm just gonna bounce about it. Like, why you mad?
Let's get back into another track. We're back with Chantal Massey and her top 5 favorite tracks. What is track 2?
Track 2 is Kendrick Lamar, Count Me Out, from his new album. I've been really feeling this song. Yes, I'm a little competitive, so I like that. That this song is for the people who count him out, or, you know, if you feel like you've ever been counted out. And I'm sure a lot of people can say that they felt that way, but I feel like sometimes I need some inspiration and feeling good, and also just, you know, remind yourself who you are, that you got it.
Around, I trust myself. Please everybody else but myself. All else fails, I was myself. Outdone fear, outdone myself. This year you better win yourself. Mask on the babies, mask on the hardware, mask in the neighborhood stores you shop. But a mask won't hide who you are inside. Look around, the reality's carved in lies. Wipe my ego, dodge my pride. Look myself in the mirror, Amityville ain't seen none scarier. I fought like a pit bull terrier. Blood I shed could fill up aquariums. Tell all my angels carry them. Every emotion been deprived. Even my strong points couldn't survive. If I didn't learn to love myself, forgive myself 100 times, dog.
Okay, that was dope. I love Kendrick Lamar. This is probably one of my favorite albums by his so far.
Yeah.
So back to your top 5 tracks. What is track 3?
Yeah. Track 3 is To Be Real by Tank and the Bangas. I love that song. I probably listened to since it came out, like, every day. It's super fun. It makes me think about summer. It makes me think about when I was little and, you know, your mama be like, stop running it out of my house. Go outside. Find something to do. And it's just like you just got into a whole bunch of stuff. And it's just a fun song. And, again, it's something that makes me feel good when, you know, you need to feel good. And everybody needs that, so...
I'ma win down, ghetto twins on the spins, hustler foot of the crown. On the lake deck, swinging so you know we drinking. Roll the L's up on the trunk of the truck, so you know we stinking. Boom, clack, bass heavy in the back. Kodaks and throwbacks, pink smoke and cognac. I'm trippy. Boo boo 50 and my tip is pretty. I got my girls with me, Gabby, Brittany, and Brittany, Brittany, and Kitty.
Okay, track 4. Who are we listening to now?
Whew, my girl. We about to listen to my girl, Ari Lennox, okay? I love me some Ari Lennox. She just gets you right. And so this song is, it's called Grandpa. And it's about, it's basically a love song or a lust song. And it's a fun lust song, I feel like, calling out her suitor. Like, get, you know, come on now, let's have a good time. Why you holding up the party?
Right, got you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it.
Take the Queen Mary to the UK. You know we got time. I just want you next to me. Take care.
Okay, we're here with Chantel Massey, amazing Indianapolis poet and writer, and this is her top 5 tracks right now. So, before we get into the last one, where can listeners learn more about you, find your work? Where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at _Chantel, Chantel, period, Massey, Massey. And then on my website has all my information, www.chantelmassey.com.
Okay, awesome. Definitely check out her work. She's definitely a local gem. So the last one, track 5, what are we listening to?
The last one is Nothing But the Best by Earth Gang featuring Ari Lennox. Of course, it's going to feature Ari Lennox. So,
okay, yeah. Let's get into it. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Nothing but the best. 100 million on my mind. I ain't got it yet. Tell me why you wasting time. I think I've been said. Guess it next time.
Thanks, Ari, for that top 5 from Chantel Massey. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis. Or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. Or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from a Small Studio Sessions alum. Kara Cole is one half of the duo Keller and Cole, and she's working on her own solo project. The Central Indiana-based singer-songwriter has released 3 singles from the project so far, and this is the latest. This new track is a beautiful anthem on heartbreak. Let's listen to Hurts Like Hell on Small Studio Signal Boost. That was Small Studio Sessions alum Kara Cole with her latest solo track, Hurts Like Hell. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. First, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
Kyrie Manigon, leader of Indianapolis world music band Forgotten Tribe, is also a talented solo artist. He recently released a video for this song titled Let's Ride with some great shots from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in May. This is Kyrie Manigon with Let's Ride.
We gon' ride. We gon' ride. We so high. We too fly. We gon' slide. We might shoot you, shoot you. Don't tell no lies. We want the truth to you. Billie Jean. That's not my lover.
come up from. Kept my spirit from all those troubles. Yeah, ever since my cousins died. Yeah.
Rapper formerly known as American has new music and a new stage name. Kindle, spelled K-Y-N-D-L, has a new look and a new record. The song is the latest. It's Kindle with Kites Still Exist.
If kites still exist, when I'm making a wish, I hope to fly far, far, far away. I hope to fly far, far, far away, 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 away. Finna turn on the news and see that this another homicide.
You're listening to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Adam Gross, here with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and we're listening to new music by Indian artists. Charlene recently featured Indianapolis musician, visual artist, and animator Jess Dunn on this show. Jess makes music under the name Ika, but is also one half of the duo Gumi. This is the track Golden Hour from Gumi's debut self-titled EP.
Walking through the wilderness, I tiptoe past a riverbed.
Where water rests, swimming tadpoles awaken bubbles that pop at the surface.
That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. You've been tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Melissa Davis, and me, Adam Gross. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on our show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. We've come to our last song of the night. This is HP with Skatey on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.